USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The polar vortex that was hanging out over the Northeast with wind chills of negative 35 in some cities has moved on. Temps are on the rise today, with Boston expected to reach almost 50. The U.S. finally took action against the Chinese spy weather balloon making its way across the country.
After days of watching it float across the United States, the U.S. shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina Saturday.
It successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
President Biden says he gave the initial order to shoot it down on Wednesday, but fears of the balloon coming down in a highly populated area led to the delay in shooting it down until it was over water. I'm John Schaefer.
Republican Representative Joe Wilson of South Carolina, who's a member of the House Armed Services Committee, called for the resignation of both the president and vice president over this whole Chinese spy balloon saga. Meanwhile, Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, took to Twitter with a simple instruction: now blow up TikTok. That's an app that critics allege gives the Chinese government private access to tens of millions of Americans. There was no winner in last night's Powerball drawing. The jackpot on Wednesday will be worth an estimated $747 million. Union members at Disney voted down a contract proposal covering tens of thousands of service workers at the Florida theme park. That proposal reportedly didn't go far enough toward helping employees face cost of living hikes and housing and other expenses. The union said that 13,650 out of their over 14,000 members who voted on the contract on Friday rejected that proposal. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Today's NFL Pro Bowl game is going to be unlike any other.
Out of concern for the safety of the players, and in the hopes that more big-name players would participate, the NFL has changed the format of this year's Pro Bowl game. Flag football is now on tap. There will be 3 7-on-7 non-contact flag football games taking place at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, matching up the best from the AFC and NFC. The Manning brothers will be serving as coaches of the teams, Eli for the NFC and Peyton for the AFC. Before the flag football games take place, the finals of the Best Catch, Gridiron Gauntlet, Kick-Tac-Toe, and Move the Chains will take place. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Evacuation and shelter-in-place orders remain in effect in a northeastern Ohio town after a train derailment sparked a massive fire and concerns about air quality. There were 20 cars with hazardous material in the train, 10 of which derailed. Of those 10, 5 were carrying vinyl chloride, according to the NTSB. The cause of that derailment was not known as of yesterday. An Indiana man died after falling from a cliff in Puerto Rico while trying to make a video for TikTok. Edgar Garay, 27, was on a day trip to the southwestern coast of Puerto Rico when he fell off a 70-foot coastal cliff near a lighthouse. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.